1071 CJCS. Good morning. I'm Kate. It's an absolute pleasure to get to chat with Mayor Martin Ritsma this morning. Martin, how are you?
I'm doing well. Always so very nice to be in studio with CJCS and with this week as you hold down the fort for Jamie Caudill. And you're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you so much. And wow, we've got quite a bit on the docket today. First, let's start with tariffs.
Yeah, let's talk about that because it is top of mind. The anxiety piece is always there across Canada and absolutely in Stratford. Prime Minister Carney continues his work with this big topic. He promises to have a deal in front of us on August the 1st, and we just last night on the news, we see things ramping up with China and EU with regards to President Trump. We do have our challenges, and we know the impact it will have in our community, especially around the CUSMA. That's the trade agreement with regards to the auto sector. We know the impact it will have in our community. But I am sure that Prime Minister Carney will bring forward a deal that is good for Canadians and obviously good for Canada. Mm-hmm. I think the greatest impact for us in our community has to be around that of encouraging people to buy local, spend local, buy Canadian, stay Canada. Mm-hmm. And we have seen an increase in tourism in Stratford due to this idea of let's spend local, let's spend Canadian. Year over year, a 4% increase in Canadians staying in Canada and spending their dollars as they vacation less in the United States, and also the increase of Americans coming with a low dollar. So if there's a little bit of a silver lining, it's in our tourist sector and that around tourists coming to Stratford and spending their dollars, whether you're American and or Canadian.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And I mean, Stratford is so good at spending their money locally.
Well, yes. Yeah. You know, Stratfordites, absolutely. Well said.
And we have a new CAO in Stratford.
Yeah, so happy to announce on the radio here. I know there has been press releases, but we've had a search. Mm-hmm. And thank you to that search committee, which brought forward a recommendation with regards to council hiring Andre Moran, and they did, and he will take the helm on September the 2nd here in Stratford. He has a history of being in Stratford as a former corporate director and also interim CAO. He's also been involved with the Municipal Property Assessment Corporation. Other people, you may know that as MPACT. Just recently, he's been with the city, the town of St. Mary's as their finance and their treasurer. So he has a history not only in Stratford, but locally as well. Andre and his family lives in Stratford. So we look forward to him joining us. But as we gap to him joining us, a big shout out to Adam Bettridge, our interim CAO. Adam will return to his job of Director of Building and Planning once that transition takes place. So looking forward to Andre rejoining the city and looking forward to Adam Bettridge staying on as our Director of Building and Planning.
Yeah, absolutely. Congratulations, Andre and Adam. That's fabulous. And recently this week, people have been concerned about the river.
And a concern, well placed. We never think about assets like that river, mm-hmm. like our park system, natural assets. We don't think about them until all of a sudden they're in jeopardy. And yeah. So we did have and continue to have a blockage on the north gate of the R. Thomas Orr, and we know R. Thomas Orr has a great history of a lot of things in Stratford, including our park system, mm-hmm. so the dam is named after him. Council did spend money, and the work has been done on the south gate. The north gate, they opened it during the heavy rains last week, and with that, it brought heavy debris and branches in underneath, and so at some point, and you can see the the water level slowly going down, and that is primarily around the fish stock. There are fish, and allow them to navigate their way to the to the dam. But at some point, that lake will be drained to winter levels, and to allow that debris to get out in a safe way for the gate to be lifted and that debris to be pulled away, and then to be shut, so that when we get rains again, we will be able to get that level in Lake Victoria back up to the beauty, so that we can allow things like the razzmatazz. Yes. We take for granted the Stratford Summer Music on the water, on the razzmatazz, on the Juliet, you know, from the boathouse, the paddle boats that go out. Those are things we take for granted. And, those are things that Mother Nature throw at us, and we have to do our very best to navigate that, both the removal of the debris and to get prepared so that we can, through Mother Nature, fill Lake Victoria again.
Absolutely. And speaking of debris in the water.
Oh, my goodness. What a segue. Where are you taking me here?
Well, we wanted to touch on the Lions Pool event from the other week.
Yes, and the fouling of the water.
Yes.
Certainly, we know what happened there with a bowel movement occurring while in the water, and so it required massive chlorination. Absolutely. And testing, etc. And there was a lot of negative conversation around this on social medias. But I want to say a big shout out to city staff, in particular Darcy Drummond and Jeff Otten, for their leadership. Mm-hmm. And to the staff at the pool.
Oh, absolutely.
The people that are in charge, leadership at the pool, Lions Pool, the lifeguards and the instructors, for helping us getting that pool reopened as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. So we know how important that is during the summer for swimming lessons, for cooling down. I had a chance to have a little bit of a pizza party with that group of students and staff to say thank you.
Oh,
and,
good.
And, because I know they want to be there, but in situations like that, we have to keep in mind the safety of staff and the safety, of course, of the residents that use that pool.
Absolutely. They did a great job. It was Thank only you. 2 days yes. or so that we were without the yes. pool, but they did the best with what they had.
Exactly.
And of course, it's been so hot. We've been, under a heat event for, it feels like, a month straight now.
Yeah, and we're getting to the end of it, but still we have to be cautious. And talking about the Lions Pool, when we talk about a heat event, that's 3 days of high temperature and humidity. And the Lions Pool provides an opportunity for a reprieve from that heat, but a reminder that there is the Rotary Complex. I think today we'll see us, gradually move out of that extreme heat event. Mm-hmm. So a reminder of the Rotary Complex, open from 9 to 9. Stratford Public Library, the staff, and that location is another great location to cool down. Stratford Mall, as mentioned, the Lions Pool, and Hathaway Park Splash Pad. Those are all locations. I remind people to check on your neighbors, especially the elderly in our community. Make sure they're safe. Mm-hmm. And a reminder about pets in cars, not to have pets in cars and say, they'll be okay while I run in to do an errand.
Yeah, it's too hot for that. Exactly. And we have an update on the Grand Trunk.
As mentioned before with news release, council did pass a motion to retain part of that steel structure, and it did give direction to the ad hoc committee to bring forward more information back to council to go out and do their work, do their homework, and bring back information regarding shared facilities, including the YMCA and the library, shared community facilities, housing on site, possible parking structure. This allows us to continue to do the work through consultants with regards to soliciting private enterprise, provincial government, federal government for their interest in that location as an investment. It's also key to understand, and this is important for our residents to understand, this doesn't commit council to any dollars being spent at this moment. And I was at an event last Friday night, and individuals were in a little bit of a state of a panic that saying, oh my gosh, you've committed us to, you know, $46 million. There has been no commitment. The commitment is to allow the Grand Trunk Committee to move forward, to provide them with direction, then for them to go out and get more information, bring it back to council, for council make a decision, and a decision that is fiscally responsible. You know, so I remind residents to go to Engage Stratford, and there's background information there, there's 3D tours, there's more photos, there's up-to-date information. Sometimes if you don't have the information, it leads to anxiety. But here, it's good news because direction was given. We've done 2 weeks of 2 years, I should say, of public consultation of that property. Mm-hmm. Ad hoc committee and working groups have done 2 years of work of visioning and laying out what is possible there. But in the end, it has to come back to council for council to make a decision about what is feasible for our residents, and we are not tied to anything at this time.
Okay. Also, people care, long-term care.
Something that we are tied to, and yes. I'm so happy about this. When I was on the campaign for this role, and it's hard to believe it's 3 years now, mm-hmm. one of the key questions, either from children or elderly people themselves, saying, we want to stay in Stratford, but the opportunities are limited with regards to long-term care. Right. And I was so proud to be part of a groundbreaking, kind of a ceremonial groundbreaking, because this project is well underway with people care. It was so nice to have MPP Ray in town and the Minister of Long-Term Care, Natalie Bashta, in town. To do the groundbreaking, this is a partnership with the City of Stratford, with the Ministry of Long-Term Care, to bring 288 beds to town. People Care are no stranger to Stratford. They did have the 60-spot location on Mornington Street, which was flooded at one point. Those 60 beds went away, and now will come back as 288 beds. And you know what? It brings care and quality of life to seniors that deserve it. And it also gives us an opportunity to increase employment in that area. So it is a win-win. They are, and this is another good news piece, they're going to welcome their first residents in 2027. So the project is well underway. Increased housing on the front side will be available to rent, smaller homes as people downsize, and then that continuum of care will lead into the existing long-term care. So a good news story for Stratford, and a big shout out to the provincial government for their involvement with and their capital investment in that project.
That is very exciting, and we're expecting a lot of excitement in Stratford this weekend with SpringWorks. It's World in a Weekend.
Yes, and I heard you earlier on the radio this morning. later this morning as well, I will be at Factory 163, and I'll meet with one of the puppet acts from France, and there are going to be acts from across the world. I'm looking forward to the block of a company that will be in town from Finland, and it's just amazing all the different nuances around puppets, and from large to small, like I said, from blocks to life-size puppets. At seven locations, this morning you mentioned Veterans Park Drive, Revival House, Factory 163, Falstaff Family Center, City Hall Auditorium, Grayson Mills, and the Stratford Perth Museum, you know, and acts from around the world that are entertain from the very youngest to the oldest individuals, mm-hmm. whether you're visitors to Stratford or whether you're a Stratfordite, come mm-hmm. out and be entertained. It starts July the 31st, and I believe it runs to August the 4th.
So, yes, it goes all long weekend.
Yes, yeah. So a big shout out to Eileen Smith for her visionary work on this. More to come. We're going to become one of the 22 recognized world cities with regards to puppeteering.
Wow.
That's going to come forward, and that will become official very soon.
Okay.
But a shout out in the interim to Eileen Smith, her team, and all the volunteers that'll bring this forward this holiday weekend.
Yes, it's going to be so much fun. And of course, Abby will be out.
Out and about, yes.
Yes, it's going to be so fun. And, you know, speaking of being on the road, you got to share the road this summer.
Thank you. And we have lots of summer left. And that means a lot of kids and other individuals out on the road with their bikes. And I remind residents that are in vehicles to share the road. We do not have designated roadways for all of our roads, but that doesn't mean we can't slow down and allow those individuals on bikes, especially at intersections.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yesterday I noted there were a mom and her children at an intersection, just kind of waiting, especially as you're making right or left turns, waiting to see what traffic's going to do for them. So give them some space. Give them a little bit of time in intersections within our city. And then when you move outside of the city, we're in the midst of harvest season.
Mm-hmm.
And with harvest season comes large equipment, whether it's combines, wagons, balers, tillage equipment. They're out on the road as well, trying to get their job done. And those men and women, they've got a window to get their job done. So share the road with them. And with that, a few moments might save a major accident and it might save lives. So I remind people mm-hmm. to be respectful of the people in agriculture, the men and the women that are getting the job done, so that we can eat all that's good in our local, from our local community.
Yes, absolutely. And speaking of our local agriculture, well, you're hosting Across the Table.
Yes, and I'm really grateful to CJCS for being involved with this, as in having individuals call in and qualify to come to our farm. This will take place on September the 4th, we're inviting 30 rural couples to meet with 30 urban couples to sit across the table, have a meal, and talk about the challenges in agriculture and talk about the challenges in our city as well. And I often say the more we talk, the less we argue. And mm-hmm. so it'll be an evening of some libations, some good food, local food, and some entertainment as well. So Dana LeDuc will be in the barn playing. We'll have food provided from the Perth County pork producers. So a great evening. And to that end, at some point this morning, I'm hoping you're going to open the lines up for an individual to call in, for them and their partner to come in and be part of the 30 couples from across Stratford, being in the barn and being across the table from somebody from our neighbors in the rural community.
Fabulous. What a great promotion.
It is. Yeah. And I'm looking forward to that. So I leave that in your capable hands.
Okay.
At some time during the morning. Just listen for Kate to have a call in and you will register for one free ticket for a dinner hosted in our barn in partnership with Perth County Federation of Agriculture.
Okay, fabulous. Well, Martin, it has been a pleasure. Always good to see you. And I mean, Jamie will be here next time. So
well, he will be here, but once again, it's always great to be in studio with you, Kate.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Take care. Have a great day.